chiama Colola, Colola, Colo, Colola, mamma Colola, Colola, eme dodo, dime la la mchangani, eme dodo, eme dodo. Dime la la mchangani, Bahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Bahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Kolo, Kolola, mama Kolola, Kolola. Kolo, Kolola, mama Kolola, Kolola. Eme dodo, eme dodo, dime la la mchangani. Eme dodo, dime la la mchangani. Wahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Wahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu wa milele. Wahuba, Tamasoea, uwe wangu.
Good morning, welcome to the G spot, the good spot, the gram spot, where all the G's meet. We are back again with another interesting conversation. So on today's episode we are going to talk about gambling for sport, gambling for entertainment, gambling as a quick way of making money, you know. A quick method of making money. What is gambling really? Essentially, what is it? Especially coming back closer to home, how is gambling, according to me, a problem in our society? I mean, at the G spot, we have to talk about these things that we identify as actually challenges that our society is facing. So, gambling. I believe that gambling has become a major, major problem in our country right now. By the fact that even the elderly, you know, a long time ago, we'd think that gambling was a sport for the young. But now, gambling has got to a point whereby it has become an addiction even for the elderly in our society. Interesting fact, let me give you a very interesting statistic that I came across as I was doing my research and everything. Are you guys aware that the elderly bets on average 49 times a week? Which is 41.4% higher than all other age groups. The elderly is basically people above the age of 60. The people we consider our grandparents or our elderly parents to some. These are people who are very senior in our societies. And we can see that these guys are betting even more than the young people within our communities. I believe that is a major, major problem. Because gambling didn't, it wasn't a thing for the old, it was something that the young would do, you know, the young and the reckless. But now we've gotten to a point whereby it has become so deep-rooted in our society that even the elderly are heavily involved in the idea and the concept of making quick cash through some very funny programs and promotions that are being promoted across various platforms, okay? So let me give you a quick story. So last holiday, I happened to visit my grandma. My grandma is very old. She's probably approaching her 70s right now. So as we were just having our usual conversation, you know, grandma stories, she tells me, you know what? There's this program that I've been trying to make money from. You see, she told me that it's actually a show on radio, which is vernacular. You see, when you want to see that something is becoming a problem, you see how close to home it gets. Gambling has got to a point whereby it is being done on radio in vernacular, not in radio on radio using, you know, English or Kiswahili. It's got to a point whereby it is going closer to home, to a point whereby our vernacular radio stations are trying to promote these gambling setups, you know, to our local and very, very old parents back at home. So my shosh tells me, you know what, there's this program whereby I'm just supposed to send like only 10 bob or at times 100 bob, and I expect that one day I might be the winner of, I don't know, 300,000 that they have been promised. So the concept of this radio promotion is that one chooses a number between 1 and 9. You choose a random number between 1 and 9. And once you choose that number, let's say I choose 8, I send my number 8 to a certain code, and then I have to deposit something like 100 bob so that eventually I will become a winner of 300,000 someday. Or you would get, there's a promise of getting vouchers, all those things. When she told me this, I really took time and I asked her, Grandma, what do you think are the odds that you will become a winner? She tells me, you know what, don't worry about that. People are actually winning it out here. And it took some time for me to reflect, because I've been thinking about this thing for a really long time. Has gambling become such a problem that even the elderly are becoming addicted? So I decided to do research, right? I decided to do some research. And we're going to analyze this whole concept from various angles, from various degrees. And we're going to, you know, come up to a conclusion. Is gambling really the way to go? Should we discourage this habit? Because we can just discourage it at a very personal level, but the whole business, gambling is an empire. There's no way we're going to bring it down, because it is a business that has made people billionaires, millionaires out there. But at a personal level, is there a way that you can justify that this is actually a vice, and you can go back home and tell your grandma, your grandpa, all those people who are close to you, that you know what, this thing is going to destroy your life in one way or another. So how are we going to start? So we are going to listen. I have some things here, some material that I assembled, so I would make sense of what I wanted us to, you know, understand on today's conversation. I'll start by a short clip here. Came across a study done by you know, researchers on KBC, and then they presented it. It was done very, very, very. It was like 5 years ago. But back then, 5 years ago, it was actually a conversation we were having. Back then, when our interest, yes, Mr. Matiang'i was so serious about this whole idea, this concept of, he was against the whole concept of gambling for so long. So that was when it was a problem. You see, there are five stages of accepting an evil in our society. At first, we are actually repulsed by it. We are complaining. Then the second part, we are like, as long as I don't do it, I don't mind. And then we go to a point whereby you're like, ah, it's okay. Let people do what they want to do. And then it becomes a problem in our society. So back then, it was a problem. When people were actually talking about it, when it first appeared, there's a research that was done. And I want us to listen to this. And we process it. And then we're going to look at more and more interesting things as we progress. So listen to this.
Kenya is fast becoming the gambling capital of Africa, with more than 50 betting companies in Kenya, according to the Betting Control and Licensing Board. Though official statistics are hard to come by, the Kenyan gambling industry is estimated to be worth billions of shillings, paying taxes worth 4.7 billion shillings in the year 2015-2016 financial year. A survey by research firm Geopoll found that Kenyans aged between 17 and 34 years are the biggest gamblers in sub-Saharan Africa. The survey indicates that 54% of youth in sub-Saharan Africa have tried their hand at gambling. Kenya has the highest number of youth who have participated in gambling or betting in the past at 76%, followed by Uganda at 57%. Ghana has the least number at 42%. While presenting the budget speech in Parliament last week, Treasury Secretary Henry Rotich proposed to raise taxes for betting, lottery, gaming and companies running prize competitions from 7.5%, 5%, 12% and 15% respectively, to a uniform tax rate of 50% for all categories. The frequency of gambling is highest among Kenyans compared to their fellow Africans. Whilst the rest bet mostly on a monthly basis, a majority of Kenyans bet once a week.
To raise taxes for betting, lottery, gaming and competition from the current rates of 7.5, 5%, 12%, 15%, respectively, to a uniform tax of 50% for all categories.
9 out of 10 gamblers in Kenya use their mobile phones to bet, spending an average of 5,000 shillings per month. South Africa, though having the highest rate of mobile penetration in Africa, has the lowest usage of the mobile handset for gambling at 48%. Football attracts the highest number of gamblers in Kenya, followed by horse racing and dog racing.
So that was a report. That was a report based on a survey done by Geopoll. That was 5 years ago, roughly 5 years ago, when we were doing better economically as a nation. Not as we are right now. We are at a position of decline as a nation in terms of our economy, from an economic standpoint. Meaning that the level of betting definitely has increased, because the levels of poverty as time has gone by since 2015 have increased within the country. That is why the agenda of gambling and betting has increased so much. That is why it is penetrating the lowest levels in our society. So according to this survey done back then, Kenya was leading in terms of how much gambling we do within the sub-Saharan region, whereby 54% of the sub-Saharan African youth have engaged in sports gambling once, at least once. More than half of us have actually done it, at least once. Everyone has tried, let me try and bet and see if I can make some quick cash. But in Kenya, our home, it is a big, big problem. Why? Because we are leading. It means we are the people who are actually facilitating the growth of this industry. I don't know what really pushes us so much into this idea of making quick cash. But that is something that is another story on its own, where we'll try and understand the psychology of a gambler, basically. But it is worrying that in Kenya, almost three quarters of young people within our country are actually betting on a regular basis, at least once, three quarter. So it means that out of four of your friends, three of them could be potential gamblers in one way or another. They are betting on something, whereby we've seen that the most commonly bet or gambled upon sport is sports, whereby we're betting on football, mostly football, the English Premier League, the Swiss Premier League, and all those other leagues out there. People are always, trying to cash in their money and hopefully make some quick dollar, some quick cash. So I wanted us to understand that, that whole concept. But we are going to look at it from another angle again. I want us to listen to this. This is another interview done by, one of these leading financial gurus. It was an interview done by K24 a while back. And I want us to listen. We'll do a lot of listening. I won't do a lot of speaking, because the speaking will come later. But let's just listen to some of these things and understand this whole idea of, what we're trying to talk about. So listen to this again.
Lukaku.
Saturday, and it's a clash of the titans in the English football, pitting Chelsea versus Everton. Football enthusiasts and lovers of the English culture, with some little money to spare, decide to place bets on the outcome of the game, hoping that some of them will make extra coins by watching the game they love.
Back to haunt them.
Nothing wrong with that scenario at all.
Lukaku.
But it comes worrying when a young man bets 40,000 shillings, money that was meant for his school fees.
Just keep a lid on one.
And as fate would have it, he lost the money. Not psychologically prepared to deal with the loss of the 40,000 shillings, the poor young man decides to take his life.
So it was a very much an elite sport, betting. And what has happened with the phone? The phone has collapsed the cost. You don't need to go into a betting shop. You don't need to go into a casino. You can do it from your phone.
A leisure pastime for the rich that has now turned into an addiction for the youth, who are hoping to make it big by winning the jackpot and turning into overnight millionaires.
Men lipia rent mara kadhaa, na imeniangisha siku ingine, nikalala nje.
Unfortunately, all these young, new betting enthusiasts do not know one cardinal rule in betting or gambling.
If you're in a casino, or you're betting on the races, or you're betting on sport, one thing to be sure is that the house wins. The house makes the prices so that it wins. So from every 100 shillings that's bet, the house is taking maybe 8, 9, 10 shillings. That's how it works.
With over 30 betting companies registered in the country, the frenzy is bound to increase. Adding to that gullible nature of many Kenyans who want to become rich quickly, and you have a country full of potential clients for betting companies mushrooming in the country.
It's probably the fastest growing market anywhere in Kenya today. Over the last 3 months, the speed with which this has caught on, it's caught like wildfire. If you look at the number of transactions that have gone through the roof, it seems as if everyone has caught a fever, is my impression.
Stories have been told of how people in this country have unwittingly lost fortunes in their endless quest to make a quick buck.
A very unfortunate story that, listening to the whole concept of gambling becoming a problem whereby you even put something that is so precious to you as your school fees in a hope that you're going to triple or, you know, double it after 90 minutes of football, but things don't go your way. That is gambling. It is probabilities. It's a probability space whereby a game of football is 90 minutes. Every minute, something might change. You don't know what to expect. It's just your hope that keeps you there, you know, and the expectations of the great reward that is after you. The story of that young man who lost 40,000. It was a game, Chelsea versus Everton. So his hope was that Chelsea would win that day. Guess what? Everton won 2-0. That's football. Chelsea was on form. You know, he was so certain that things were going his way. But they didn't. And that's just how life is. When it comes to gambling, if you're betting on circumstances that you cannot predetermine, you can't tell the outcome. You don't know what you're going to lose. So, that is just one of the many stories. But you see, you think that is how worse it can get. You think that is how bad it can get. Suicide, right? But now listen, we have got to a point whereby in our country, apart from our radio stations preaching gambling and betting to our parents back home and our grandparents, it has got to a point whereby our pastors in churches are actually They are bringing out a certain ideology. It's not direct gambling, but the sugarcoating of gambling. I want to help you as your pastor. I'm not saying all pastors are doing this, but this is something I came across. I came across it on the internet as I was doing my research on this whole idea of gambling and betting. That I came across a pastor who is soliciting money from the flock, the sheep that the Lord has decided, you know what, pastor, these are your followers. But then it has gone to a point where, through religious brainwashing, he is soliciting money by creating a facade of some structure that seems like betting. Because he's asking people, you know, send me money and I'll send you more money. Yeah, which is quite interesting. But I want to try and listen. I want us to listen to this before we talk about it. Like, we are getting to that point whereby we're getting to the, you know, to the gist of our conversation today. So I want us to listen to this last audio before we conclude and, you know, have a small conversation. So listen.
Mimi nasikia kabisa moyo wangu ya kwamba ukituma 500 nikupatia hii 30,000 hautawahi lia tena juu ya umaskini. Nataka tu nikuondolee roho ya umaskini. Nataka nikuondolee tu roho ya kung'ang'ana. Usiku ya leo sitakulale. Umechekelewa sana. Umedharauliwa sana. Unaongelelewa vibaya. Nataka ukasikia nikwambia kwamba no. Fanye tu chini. Wewe nitumie 500 tu. 500 usitume pesa mingi. tuma 500 unyamaze. Na ikiwezekana hata kama ulikuwa umetuma 200 na uko na 500, wewe tuma 500. Hata kama ulikuwa na 500 na ukasema acha kwa nitume 200, hebu tuma tu 500. Usijadishi hata kama utatuma mara mbili au mara tatu. Hebu tuma tu 500. Nisikie tu. Jua vile unaweza fanya, vile unaweza hangaika tu utume 500. 500 ni pesa kidogo sana. 500 tu. 500. Mimi nakwambia kuna kitu kitafanyika. Nitakuzalishia pesa au utaamini. Utaona pesa hivi unalia machozi ukisema ya kwamba nabii alinizalishia utajiri. Wajie sio ya kawaida. Wewe liekea tu 500. Ni kidogo sana hiyo. 500 ni pesa kidogo sana.
So ladies and gentlemen, that is a pastor live on air. On a Christian TV station. And for those who do not understand the language that he's used, this guy is telling the poorest of people in our communities, in our society, that you know what, send me 500 shillings and I'm going to send you 30,000 in return. It's like some sort of business, it's like a business arrangement of some sort. Send me 500 shillings, I send you 30,000, right? So the winner of this challenge for the night is getting 30,000. It's almost 60 times of what, 60, yeah, 60 times of what they sent. So so many people are going to actually send this guy money because he's soliciting money in a way that is so coercive. It's coercive, coercive is the word, right? He's telling you, just sell even your shoes, sell even that chicken that you have at home, sacrifice you whatever you have, send me that 500 bob, and my friend, 30,000 shall be yours. I am going to free you from the shackles of poverty. Tomorrow morning, you are going to have 30,000. People actually fall for this. Yeah? Is it a betting or gambling scam? Yes. To some degree, you are gambling with your money because you are not certain if you are the one who is going to get 30,000 at the end of the day. That is the nature of the country we live in. You ask me, I say, it is wrong in so many ways. We look at our radio stations right now. Our radio stations are no longer relevant. They have lost relevance at all. Because we no longer talk about, you know, the real stuff in our communities. I'd rather go on YouTube and listen to something that is going to be constructive to me than listen to radio. Because every time you're in radio, real story, this is something I heard on radio the other day. So the other day I'm listening to radio. I won't mention the exact radio station I was listening to. But this is the whole concept that they were selling. It's a charade, it's a facade, like, it's just a whole concept of trying to convince people to give them money. So they say, so the radio presenter is like, I'm going to play the sound of this animal, and you can call me, send 10 bob, I'll give you time on air, you tell me the animal whose sound I play. So he plays the sound of a cow, the cow goes, and then he's like, now you can send your 10 bob so that you can give the chance on air to tell me the animal, and then I'll give you 10,000 if you get it correct. So people send money, and then he says you are being drawn due to the last draw and things like those. And when the people call, it becomes funny because these people don't actually identify something as simple as that. Susan calls from Kiambu and is like, that is the sound of a chicken. You wonder how is this concept really working? And then I decided, hey, let me just tune into another radio station. I come to another radio station again after 2 hours. A similar thing. It was on a Sunday. So the radio presenter asks a question. Who was the mother of Jesus? Right? So he says, you send 10 shillings, same money. They're just looking for the smallest of monies. Because people find it easy to lose small things in life. You can easily gamble with 10 bob. So he says, excuse me, he says, who was the mother of Jesus? With 10 shillings, I'm going to give you a chance to tell me who the mother of Jesus is. So people start sending 10 shillings. He says, I've seen James from Kisii. You sent 10 shillings. James from Kisii, I'm going to give you the chance to tell me. James from Kisii, he calls, he's given time on air after sending 10 shillings, and then he says, the mother of Jesus was Susan, which was quite outrageous, because I believe that is supposed to be such a basic thing that people are supposed to get it. But this is just a game. This is a con being played. So many people call. And then at the end of the day, this guy says, none of you can get it. So tomorrow, we'll accept your 10 shillings, but we are going to increase the prize money for the winner of the question of the day. It's going to be 100,000. And the game continues. So these people are finessing money out there, conning people in some sort of gambling scheme, a betting scheme. That is just radio. This is now the new kind of gambling that is making money here. Radio and TV. And our pastors have taken advantage of it right now. We no longer talk about sports betting in as much as it is a problem whereby people are gambling with their school fees and, you know, doing a lot of outrageous things out here just to double money, to make quick money. Gambling is a problem. That is what I'm trying to say here. I'm just showing you the different cons that gambling, the different schemes that can be used as gambling schemes. The different schemes that can be used as gambling outlets, let's say that, right? And we are going to look at the psychology of a gambler, really. What makes people gamble? What is going to facilitate and encourage you to undertake this very precarious, a precarious and dangerous activity? Because at the end of the day, you can either become an addict or you're not going to win anything. You're just going to lose your money. So what drives people into gambling? What gives people the hope of winning these many millions that are being promised on radio stations, on TVs? Even if you feel like, some feel like it doesn't make sense, yes, but I am still going to do it. So what really goes through the mind of a gambler? What are the reasons why people decide to gamble with their money? Whether, be it football, be it whatever. You see, there's a story that was shared up there of the young man who spent over 40,000 on a bet. I mean, I wonder at times what really goes through the minds of our people. But the first thing I believe that makes people to actually do this is actually the state of our economy. It is how poor most of us are. Majority of Kenyans can't even afford, you know, the basic things. For this guy to ask for people for 500, you can understand the target market isn't the wealthy. It is the poor people in our community. So poverty is actually a reason why most people are being driven to gambling. It is our need to become rich quickly, to escape the poverty that we go through. But the psychology of gambling really revolves around these things. Number one is risk-taking. There's a lot of thrill that comes with risking your money. Like a game of football where you've gambled is not the same as a game of football where you haven't gambled. An example, the week we had Arsenal versus Manchester United, you've placed a bet on Manchester United. Imagine the thrill and the risk that comes with watching such a game. You see Rashford coming close to Arsenal's 18-yard box and you are so happy because you feel like it's going to be a goal and I'm going to win money. And when you see your opposition is about to score against the team which you believe will win, there's also that fear, that thrill. You know, human nature, we're hardwired to, you know, play around with our dopamine receptors a lot, which is dangerous, yes. But that is our nature. Number two is the fact that it provides a leeway for escapism. It provides a chance of escaping your life, struggles, scenarios, and all things that people are going through. Taking time to just sit down, analyze games, you know, analyze and, you know, try and do this and this to make sure that you're going to win a bet. You're on YouTube looking for the best strategies for gambling, but there's no strategy for a game that you are bound to lose. You're going to lose at the end of the day. But the fact that it preoccupies people, it gives them a sense of escapism. That is why people, some people decide that they want to gamble. Number three is the glamour that has been associated with gambling for so many years. You see, media and advertising agencies understand the psychology of gambling. And they often portray it as stylish, sexy and fashionable. Yeah? You see, whenever you see your regular James Bond movie, you will see James in a fancy casino, you know, with a very hot women. That is how you sold the con. You believe that gambling is cool, it's glamorous. And you decide, you know what, I'm going to start. But at the end of the day, you realize this is just a losing game. But the glamour that has been put there, it has been made to seem like getting into a casino and doing your gambling, it is, in quotes, a high society thing. Okay? It makes you seem different, you know, special. It makes you seem, I wanted to say razzmatazz, you know, the razzmatazz that is associated with that whole concept. Okay? Number four, it is how our society has raised us. From a very young age, whereby people are introduced to things like playing cards, you know, at home, and you learn things like poker, you understand that you can make money by doing this. Quick money, by gambling your way through things. But all that is just a facade. And then there's a common misconception that is associated with gambling. You see, the reason why most people are into gambling is the fact that gambling has been sold to us as a game of low risk and high yield proportions. I mean, it's a proposition of low risk and high yield. It is sold to you that, like, let's say this game of 10 shillings, you're like, I need just to send 10 shillings and I'm going to get 100,000 by saying that the mother of Jesus was Mary. But you wonder how comes no one wins that simple question. Yeah, very complicated, eh? But that is the nature of the world we live in. In reality, gambling is a very high risk and low yield situation. Because we listen to the other guy telling us that the house always wins. Whenever you are gambling, be it on your phone, you're placing bets on SportPesa, that SportPesa, whether you win or lose, they are still making money out of it. You, my friend, on the other end, more people lose than win. So it means that these people are making more money than losses. The odds always favor the house. Whoever has made the arrangement of the betting scenario is always to make money. He's going to make more money. So the thought and the excitement of winning the jackpot in most cases is often too alluring, eh? Regardless of the probability. 17 games. You are told to predict 17 games, the correct score of 17 games, so that you win, I don't know, 100 and something million. What is the probability that you are going to get those 17 games correctly? Correct score. Hey, Maze, whether it's win or lose, I mean, just think of it. These are 17 things that you are supposed to get right. And you don't know about them. They're happening so far from away. They're happening in Turkey. You don't know whether some games are fixed or whether... You just don't know what's happening out there. Because we have had cases whereby there have been match fixing in some football games. But regardless of all those things, people go ahead and spend their money, their wealth, down the drain, gambling their way to riches. Yeah, that is a false narrative that has been sold to us for so long. When we think of the downsides of gambling, come on, gambling, we know the effects. This is something that has broken down marriages, relationships. People have left each other because of partners who have excessively compulsive gambling disorders. It brings a lot of financial problems in the lives of people who are doing it. I think we had somewhere up there where someone said that gambling has paid for me rent, but I have also slept outside after using, you know, betting maybe my rent money. It happens. To others, it can lead to imprisonment. I mean, there have been severe cases whereby people borrow loans, you know, to go and bet, and they just blow away all that money. At the end of the day, you find yourself locked behind bars. You are behind bars. Imprisonment. It leads to job loss. There are people who play around even with their boss's money. They are risking organizations that have employed them. They are risking their financial capabilities just to make quick money. There are so many downsides to these things, man. I mean, it can lead to poor mental health. It can lead you to depression. Imagine putting 40,000 that is supposed to be your fee. How do you tell your parent that all that money has just gone down the drain because you wanted to make 120,000? You can't even tell people such kind of things. The extreme is the fact that people are going to, some people commit suicide because of gambling. When things have gone south completely, it can lead you to a point where you have to just to commit suicide so that you can escape your problems. You see, I saw somewhere whereby an old man say that gambling addiction is not like any other addiction. You see, an alcoholic can get to a point whereby they are told that your liver has failed. You can no longer do this, and they will stop. A smoker will be told your lungs are about to die. You need to stop, and you will stop. But with things like gambling, you will always come back. You can always come back. So I think that gambling is a societal problem. We need to work towards avoiding at a personal level. It is also a business, a multi-billion business. That is why I can't say that this is an evil in our society that needs to stop, because at the end of the day, it's feeding some people out there. But at a personal level, hey man, you better not get into this. If you realize that your grandparents at home are always broke, you send them money today, tomorrow they call you, they are broke. Maybe it's time you go and sit them down and actually talk to them about things like those, because they're struggling with them. Because the con of gambling and betting has been sold deep into our society, even to regions and places we never thought they'd ever reach. I could have never imagined that my grandma at home knew something about sending money and making more money. I never thought of it, but it has gotten to that point. It is a menace. It is something we need to talk about. Is something that we need to solve as a society at a personal level, and the best way is just avoidance. Just keep away from it. Don't get involved, man. And if you're already involved, just seek therapy, man. Step by step, you can get yourself out of any difficult situations. Or you rather not put your money on a game whereby you're going to feed someone else and the stakes of you winning are close to zero. Just don't. You don't need to do that. Just put your money somewhere and invest in something worthwhile. Here you end ununue hata viatu vaangi unaziona. Kuliko, you waste your money. A lot of money. People are wasting money doing betting and gambling, man. So, at the end of the day, just avoidance. Avoidance is better. So, that was our conversation today. I won't go past that because I feel like I've overdone whatever I wanted to do. But I wish you guys a good week ahead. You know, keep investing in yourself. Take care of yourselves, you know. Take care of your families. Make sure people are not doing some of these things that are going to be costly to you and your family, because this is going to be a liability in the long term. And yeah, I wish you guys a good week ahead. I hope that you've learned something today that is going to be of benefit in the future. So have a great week ahead and be blessed.
Kuja nami, tuungane twache kuzozana.
Kadiene tiende veri.
Watu wa upendo, hauna dui, hauna kifani kaka.
Taka bata na zavate.
Narudo
kupatana kutitibu dirire.
Twaitaji upendo ili tusonge mbeleo.
Kutambura kwedu shichida hati narudo.
Ukosefu wa upendo lete dhiki ya.